they were almost cocooned in the net. So when you've got a mother who's really concerned with the calf, and it was really complicated to get them out and to be able to time the release just right as well. And so to be able to get the outcome that we did, and they were released at about midnight, the guys were out there working on it for a good 2 or 3 hours to get them released. To be able to get that as an outcome is just sensational. Paddy Marine Limited, the contractors, did an absolutely sterling job, both in their response time, plus how difficult it was to be able to cut both the mother and the calf out of the net. So look, they did a really good job for where they were at 5:30 in the evening when it first got reported. Council does support a transition towards modern non-lethal technologies that lower bycatch risks and improve ecological outcomes. The path to be able to get there is quite an extended iterative path of making sure that non-lethal methods provide the safety levels that are needed by our community members that utilise the beaches, as well as our tourism operators and guests as well. So we're working closely with DAF, and our council has stuck up their hand and said, look, we're really keen to be able to trial new methods and non-invasive methods and non-lethal methods. So Noosa's in Queensland, Noosa's really at the forefront of trying to advocate for a safe solution to this that provides better outcomes for marine animals as well. We'll go back and review our approach, and we'll review with DAF, hopefully this doesn't happen again, but if it does happen again, just to be able to make sure that we've got an appropriately timed response so that we can be really quick off the mark, to meet the needs of our communities, but more importantly, to be able to ensure the safety of our marine animals as they're migrating up and down the coast.